care.
Thanks a lot. Greg Talbot.
Thank you, Greg.
For more info. Bye. I know you don't know what life is really worth. It's an all that glitter is gold. After story had never been told. So now you see the light. Hey, stand up for your right. Come on. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
And good morning, the Mighty Boo on your Thursday morning. It's Pledge Drive here at KBOO Portland. And a busy Thursday morning, too. Coming up in a half hour, join us for Fight the Empire. Host Per Fogering today speaks with Tom Engelhart about his new book, Shadow Government, Surveillance, Secret Wars, and a Global Security State in a Single Superpower World. Join us at 10 for Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary with Chris Andre. Then at 10:15, it's a break from Flashpoints. Instead, we're going to hear excerpts from a talk by Ali Abunima, co-founder of the Electronic Intifada, talking about his recent book, The Struggle for Justice in Palestine, at the Evanston Public Library. Then at 11, Between the Covers host David Naiman interviews David Mitchell, author of Cloud Atlas, and one of the most celebrated authors of his generation. They discuss his new novel, Bone Clocks. And at 11:30, Black Book Talk presents an archival interview with celebrated author J. California Cooper, who died on September 20th. That's all coming up, but first join us for Teresa Mitchell hosting Press Watch, the news you're not supposed to know. Stick around, that's next on KBOO.
On the next Ear to the Streets of Portland, tune in to hear two of Portland's most beloved hip-hop artists, producers, activists, and performers here in the city to discuss their styles of hip-hop music. KBOO's Mike Crenshaw and Terrence Cool Nuts Scott will be on KBOO Airwaves Thursday, October 2nd, starting at 7 o'clock p.m. Hear the hard work it takes to stay loyal to an ever-changing genre of music that is hip-hop, and how these two artists have had to evolve with hip-hop. Also, call in with your questions at 503-231-7145. Again, that's KBOO's Mike Crenshaw and Terrence Cool Nuts Scott together to talk hip-hop. This is a do not miss right here on your community radio station, KBOO 90.7 FM, and online at www.kboo.fm.
This KBOO program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Portland's Gay Directory, providing a resource guide of openly gay-friendly businesses, organizations, and services since 1996. New smartphone app available for all iPhones and Droids. For more information, you can visit gaypdx.com.
This is Press Watch, a weekly counter-propaganda and left opinion program here on your people-supported free radio station, KBOO Portland. I'm Teresa Mitchell. Join me for a brief peek behind the video veil of Monopoly media manipulation and an examination of the news you're not supposed to know, giving you the tools to destroy billionaire rule. Gonna have an Ebola update after the membership break, but first I want to start with some other news items that continue to go on. Dateline Buenos Aires, and from Radio Havana, Cuba, Argentinian cabinet chief Kapanichich on Tuesday dismissed a U.S. judge's contempt of court ruling against Argentina as futile. The ruling on Monday by New York federal judge Thomas Grisa has no kind of impact whatsoever, he said, on the country's economy. Kapanichich Kapitanich, also called the verdict baseless and without reason. And he called the judges' decisions legal mumbo-jumbo during the ongoing financial dispute between Argentina and a minority of holders of Argentine debt bonds, I meant to say. Greece had effectively frozen Argentine funds deposited in a New York bank to pay off part of its foreign debt. To get around that restriction, Argentina decided to pay its creditors through a national bank, leading Greece to rule that Argentina was in contempt of court by maneuvering around his decision. Kapitanich also slammed several national and international news agencies for their blatantly biased coverage of the Argentine economy, saying their real objective was to generate uncertainty. Greece's ruling has been front-page news in Argentina, as well as the top news story on radio stations, TV channels, and online sites. And you can find that article at Radio Havana, Cuba. The court, as you may know, had decided, the New York court had decided in favor of the Vulture Fund that had repurchased decades-old Argentinian debt. The ruling threatens to, again, bankrupt Argentina in order to please billionaires. Now turning to the ongoing U.S. wars in the Middle East, the USS George W. Bush and the USS Vinson are in the area and are involved in sending aircraft out. This from Stars and Stripes. The aircraft carrier USS Carl Vinson is heading to the Persian Gulf to conduct air operations against people in Iraq and Syria. Secretary of the Navy Ray Mabus told reporters at a media roundtable in Washington, it's almost there, it meaning the Carl Vinson. And they say against militants, but wherever they say militants or terrorists or whatever, I'm just going to say people, because why should I go along with that sort of propaganda? Returning to the article, the Carl Vinson, along with the rest of its strike group, will relieve the USS George H.W. Bush, which has been stationed in the Gulf since June. In August, F-18 jets flying off the bush carried out the first airstrikes against the Islamic State in Iraq. Navy and Marine Corps aircraft have conducted about 25% of more than 260 bombing missions over Iraq and Syria since the air campaign began August 8th. U.S. officials said the military campaign against the Islamic State could last for years. And I've heard that phrase quite a bit, that we're all being prepared for years of bombing strikes in the Syria and Iraq and, I guess, Iran area. And I'm calling for protests against that. I certainly protest it. Just the fact that they're bombing people at all for the sake of oil profits is obnoxious enough, but that they come out and say, oh, get used to it, they're going to be there for years, no. But returning to the article, we can stay for as long as we need to stay based on the normal rotation of our ships, Mabus said. It is sustainable for as long as we need to be there, end quote. U.S. military operations in the Middle East have sometimes required several aircraft carriers to be on station in the region, Stars and Stripes writes. They also write, operations against the Islamic State have cost the Navy about $100 million, including weapons used and extra jet fuel burned. Excuse me. That's a deceptively low figure, actually. I have more information on that. There are serious questions, Glenn Greenwald writes in The Intercept, about whether the Khorasan Group, remember the Khorasan Group, even exists in any meaningful or identifiable manner. Aki Peretz, a CIA counterterrorism official until 2009, told Time magazine, quote, I'd certainly never heard of this group while working at the agency. And Obama's former U.S. ambassador to Syria, Robert Ford, said, quote, we used the term Khorasan inside the government. We don't know where it came from. All I know is that they don't call themselves that, end quote. As The Intercept was finalizing this article, and there is an excellent article by Glenn Greenwald in The Intercept that you should read about this. Glenn Greenwald writes, former terrorism federal prosecutor Andrew McCarthy wrote in National Review that the group was a scam, quoting, you haven't heard of the Khorasan Group because there isn't one. It is a name the administration came up with, calculating that Khorasan had sufficient connection to jihadist lore that no one would call the president on it, end quote. And Greenwald writes, what happened here is all too familiar. The Obama administration needed propagandistic and legal rationale for bombing yet another predominantly Muslim country. While emotions over the ISIS beheading videos were high, they were not high enough to sustain a lengthy new war. So after spending weeks promoting ISIS as worse than Al-Qaeda, TM, they unveiled a new, never-before-heard-of group that was worse than ISIS, TM. And that's the way Greenwald writes it out, with a little trademark superscript, which I find pretty amusing. But anyway, he writes, overnight, as the first bombs on Syria fell, the endlessly helpful U.S. media mindlessly circulated the script that they were given, that this new group was composed of hardened terrorists, posed an imminent threat to the U.S. homeland, was in the final stages of plots to take down U.S. civilian aircraft, and could launch more coordinated and larger attacks on the West in the style of the 9/11 attacks from 2001. End quote. As usual, anonymity was granted to U.S. officials to make these claims as usual. There was almost no evidence for any of this. Nonetheless, American media outlets, eager as always to justify American wars, spewed all this with very little skepticism. Find that at The Intercept. You're listening to Press Watch on KBOO Portland, and I am joined now by Membership Central, because it is time for you to join with KBOO, and this is how we do it. This is how we keep dissenting commentary going. This is how we keep KBOO happening, because we depend on you. And fortunately, Will is here to tell you about it, and Sam.
Hi, Teresa.
About it as well. Hi.
Hello, Teresa. And it is indeed our great pleasure to be here, raising money for KBOO, the terrific radio station that we're all enjoying. This is one of my favorite shows, Teresa Mitchell bringing you Press Watch. And I know how hard Teresa works on this show, and it is a lifelong passion. In a few years, she'll have been doing it 30 years on the air as a voluntary position. And you can call up and say thank you to Teresa and all her work by calling us at 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266.
And you can also do that online at kboo.fm. And just to clarify, that's Will, I'm Sam, and you, dear listener, are tuned to KBOO Community Radio. And you're tuned in because you know that when you tune in, you are going to find the kind of information and entertainment that you cannot get elsewhere, that no one else will dare to bring you. And that's why you tune in, because you appreciate that. You want it. You need it. You need to know that when you turn on your FM radio, or to 90 points, tune it to 90.7 megahertz, or when you open up your whatever app on your mobile device, you know, to stream the signal, you are going to get
computer type things.
You are totally going to get what you need. And what? And so now it's time for you to give KBOO what it needs. And that is just a few of your dollars, pennies, nickels, and dimes per day to make to adds up, right? Your little bit adds up over the course of the year to several dozens of dollars, and you join that with the several dozens of dollars of thousands of your friends and neighbors, and you make radio happen.
Which is very, very true. And the reason we need this money is because the bills come in. We have to pay bills, obviously. We have a big electric bill. We have to pay for the transmitting tower. We have to pay for the great shows that we bring you, like Democracy Now! And the KPFA shows. And you can make that happen by calling us 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266.
We have some new t-shirts this time around, don't we, Will?
What's that?
We have some new t-shirts this time around, don't we?
I believe we do. That's the word on the street. I obviously haven't seen them, but that's another story. What we can do is, why don't you tell us about those t-shirts, Teresa?
I was hoping Sam could tell us.
Oh, okay.
I will. There's a hoodie.
A hoodie?
It's a black hoodie. So you can make yourself even more of a target for the trigger-happy Portland Police Bureau. It's black.
That's not what it's for.
It's black. It has a large in green. It has a large radio tower with a red star behind it and green lightning bolts coming out.
Looks militant as hell.
Oh, really? It's gorgeous.
It
and you want
great.
Yours. And
I
the way
do.
You get it is by you first. You call 877-500-5266, and you'll tell John or Lori, or well, probably not Lori. And
one of our lovely volunteers who's here to answer the phone.
That you are ready to put down $20 a month for KBOO to make sure that KBOO's 47th year is strong, vibrant, and fiscally sound. And that you want this new hoodie. And they will hook you right the heck up, because that's what KBOO's for. We're always hooking you up.
And this hoodie sounds pretty sexy.
It is. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
It sounds very sexy.
Especially if you unzip it nice and slow.
Oh, it's a zip one? It's a zip one?
It's not a pullover.
Oh, okay, cool.
And it's got... And it's got pockets. It's got two pockets because, you know, if it were a kangaroo pouch, you know, kind of thing, it'd be bisected by the zipper. So you've actually got two pockets.
Okay.
Now that's value.
I'm not sure really that counts as a bonus, but anyway.
You can have your shortwave radio in one pocket and your Geiger counter in the other. And
there you go.
There you go. You don't
disaster preparedness for the inevitable demise of capitalism.
And for dialing 877-500-5266, or as my chum Sam said, you can look us up on kboo.fm, and we can get your money that way. And that... if you do that right now, you will be supporting this important radio station. And this is a unique radio station. I know other people have said this, but it is very important to me about how great this radio station is. I get a lot out of it, and you will too. When you become a member, you become like part of the family. Anybody can listen, but you become part of the family that is KBOO.
And you've got to put in to get out.
Okay, we should leave with that, all right?
Okay.
Thank you, Will. Thank you, Sam. And before I return to... further content, I want to talk about more about the wars that are going on and about Ebola as well. I do suggest that you take 3 minutes of your time right now and call us. I'm going to give you the number in just a second. And I pay $20 a month. Or do I pay $25? I forget. I mean, once you get used to doing it, you just do it automatically. And that will get you the hoodie, which I think you will very much enjoy. The number to call, 877-500-5266, 877-500-5266, and that's you, and that's right now. The U.S. government's new war in Iraq that now also includes Syria has already cost American taxpayers between $780 and $930 million and could amount to over $1 billion a month if U.S. efforts intensify on the scale demanded by war hawks in Congress, according to a think tank analysis published this week. According to the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessments, assuming a moderate level of air operations and 2,000 deployed ground forces, the cost would likely run between $200 and $320 million per month if air operations are conducted at a higher pace. And 5,000 ground forces are deployed, the cost would be between $350 and $570 million per month if operations expand significantly to include the deployment of 25,000 U.S. troops on the ground. As some have recommended, the cost would likely reach $1.1 to $1.8 billion per month. On an annual basis, they estimate the U.S. military's operations against the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria could cost as much as $22 billion a year. All right, so it's time to talk about Ebola. Have been looking at the local media in Fort Worth, Dallas. This from WFAA. Jay Ali moved to the Ivy Apartments in Dallas from Africa, and now he can't believe Ebola has come to his backyard. He said, "It's shocking. It's a big disaster. We weren't expecting an Ebola patient here in the apartment complex." End quote. That patient, Thomas Eric Duncan, was visiting the Ivy Apartments when he was stricken. Ali and many other people talked to WFAA, who live there, said they've received no information from the Centers for Disease Control or the County Health Department. The potential for confusion is compounded by the fact that so many languages are spoken there. City Council member Jennifer Gates, went to the apartments to try and reassure the residents in her district. And the part that got my attention says, the city said it activated its reverse 911 call system to contact about 11,000 people in Dallas. But many residents say this is little comfort to them since they don't know what apartment Duncan had been staying in when he fell ill. Authorities are trying to reassure the residents that there is zero risk of being infected unless they had direct contact with the Ebola patient. Now, this is the sort of thing that is really grabbing my attention. There's zero risk of being infected unless you had direct contact with the Ebola patient, but they called 11,000 people in the area from a reverse 911. What the hell are you supposed to do with that sort of information? I mean, if it's not such a big deal, why these huge efforts? 11,000 people. I'll just let you try to make sense of that because I can't. And also from WFAA, article by Demon Fernandez. A group of custodians dressed in white hazmat suits could be seen going through the doors of Lowe Elementary School Wednesday night, going from room to room and carefully cleaning the halls. The extra attention was part of the plan announced by Dallas Independent School District Superintendent Mike Miles after he issued an Ebola awareness letter at four campuses. Maria Gonzalez, picked up her children from Hotchkiss Elementary School. She said, I'm very worried. She had received one of the awareness letters from a teacher. Very worried, she said. And so that's another source of information. There are awareness letters going out. Returning to the article, moms and dads with students at four Dallas ISD schools were worried after the school district announced five unidentified students may have had contact with Thomas Eric Duncan, the man who was diagnosed with Ebola virus in Dallas this week. One of the teachers, the secretaries that I talked to, said it's not serious, said LaShondra Johnson. Boy, I'm just having a battle with names this morning. Sorry about that. As she picked up her son from Tasby Middle School, but it is serious, she said. It's very serious. And as some parents rush to pick up their children from school, and departing from the text, that's the information I'm getting from the area is that people are just saying hell no and picking up their kids. Returning to the article, Miles made the rounds to Hotchkiss Elementary, Rogers Elementary, Tasby Middle School, and Conrad High School, advising parents and staff that five students who may have been exposed to Ebola are now at home being monitored by doctors from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Miles said the possibility of contracting Ebola is very low. There's that information, that contradictory information again. But the school district is making several changes at the four campuses out of an abundance of caution. We have additional nurses on staff. He said, so if students feel like they have a question about their health or the parents do, they can come in and get their questions answered. Over the next few weeks, Dallas ISD is also keeping extra custodians on staff to disinfect the impacted schools. And as I said before, they're in moon suits. It's just to do a second wipe down, he said, just like we do for West Nile or avian flu. No big deal. Reverse 9/11, 11,000 calls. Mass panic. No big deal. Global research professor Jason Kissner writes, we now confront a brand spanking new genetic variant of Ebola. We still have no idea at all how the single introduction of the virus in the human population of West Africa occurred, and the current Ebola outbreak appears to be orders of magnitude more contagious than previous outbreaks. It also presents with a fatality count that far exceeds all previous outbreaks combined, but it's certainly not airborne, so who cares about nitpicking details such as these, he writes sarcastically. And departing from that text, I was looking at, I wanted to get the information from Henry Nyman, who has been on this program before live, and he hasn't been putting up very many updates lately, interestingly, but the most recent update indicates that his count of the fatality rate, as from reports, is not 47%, not 70%, but it was over 80%. Which is an interesting discrepancy. And discrepancies, this is what I'm noticing about this. As I was saying about the contradictory information, we don't seem to be getting the straight dope on this, and I wonder why. I'm thinking of Fukushima, where the government is so concerned that they did not have mass panic, that they just absolutely stepped on the population and told them what to think. And I think something like this is going on with Ebola. Right now, I'm joined by Membership Central. Will and Sam are here, and I'm just wondering if any of those hoodies have gone out. And I'm hoping
I believe that,
that
at least one has been claimed.
All right, so it's a fashion
outbreak. We have
outbreak.
More.
You have you've been sleeping on it so far, and you've just lost one opportunity. Don't miss another.
I have this mental image.
Call
of
right now. 877-500-5266. Yes, if you chop them up with an axe, each little piece will then reform into another one, and they'll come after you.
That would be handy. Well, I'd just like to see hundreds of hoodies, you know, walking through the streets.
Oh, yeah, that's
slowly
that,
and
that's
purposefully
better.
With that star and that transmitter tower on it. Or maybe Wee-O, but whatever, that would work.
And I think if you call us at 877-500-5266, and that's 877-500-5266 or 877-500-KABU, you can get a hoodie, you can get all sorts of different wonderful gifts, and you can become a member of KABU Radio Station. And when you become a member, you join the community, and you're an active member, and that's very, very important.
Who doesn't love an active member?
Oh, bloody hell. I'm going anyway.
Guys.
So please call us at 877-500-5266. And don't forget, you can also pledge online by looking us up on kboo.fm. That's on the internet, one of those modern devices that people are very impressed by. And as am I. I don't want to put that thing down because goodness knows it's rather useful. But please call us at 877. We have some lovely, lovely, lovely volunteers here eagerly waiting for your phone call.
Is there more to that phone number, Will?
877? Yes, there's a 500 after and a 5266. That's 877-500-5266.
And
I will let Sam speak.
So, like, I'm guessing that if I put all those digits together in that order on my telephonic communications device, I might be speaking with Mo or maybe John. Stop it. Or Archer. You know who else did all that stuff? It's Richard in Dundee. Oh yeah, we have this theme going. Yeah, we've got Richard in Dundee. We've got George in Cheshire.
Where the cat's from.
Exactly. But there's also Gerald and Catherine in Salem, and Joseph in Scappoose, and Irene, and I'm going to guess this is Michel in Vancouver.
Thank you to all of you.
It doesn't say here whether these folks were new members or are current members who have noticed that it's time to renew.
Re-up.
Or maybe their expiration on their membership was months in the future, but they thought, I want to take care of this right now. So then I don't have to even think about it again.
And you too can take care of it right now by dialing 877-500-5266.
So could Dexy's Midnight Runners or any other Irish pop group.
What on earth are you talking about?
No, Dave, William, and Chris from right here in Portland also gave us a call. I don't know for whether they're new or renewing either. But for all those folks that are new, welcome to the KBU family, and thank you for joining. And for those who are renewing, thank you for maintaining that level. You know, we got about maybe 1 in 9 or 10 people who are listening are actually members. And I want to, well, of course we want to maintain that, but I want to bring that up. I want to increase that. We're sitting around 11%. I want to get us to 13% by the end of this program.
What about 14%?
Let's not get crazy.
What about the 13th apostle, see? Yeah, think about it. We need
you.
Yeah,
that was the one they made the black guy in the movie.
Okay, well, let's
bloody hell, they'll say anything.
Let's all do this together then. I mean, the last thing I was going to say today was that when you look at this one, you hear all this contradictory information about Ebola. Thanks, y'all.
Thank you, Teresa.
Thanks, guys. You hear all this contradictory information, and there, you just have to keep in mind what we already know. For example, Nigeria and Lagos, they have pretty much stamped out the Ebola outbreak, which started with one person. They had to track down 900 people eventually after tracking down all the people who had been affected by the people who had been secondarily infected, and it was quite an effort. And we live in the capitalist United States where hospital beds have been steadily reduced, and there are certainly not 900 free hospital beds available in Dallas right now. And so that's not what's being done. People are being told to stay in their homes, and there is an effort. And, I'm not saying that it's exactly at 900, but I'm saying it's certainly comparable to the outbreak in Lagos because there have been a lot of people in contact with this guy. And obviously this information that it can only be spread under these limited conditions which apply to previous outbreaks of Ebola. Obviously, this is not true, because if this were true, then it simply would not have spread as well as it has. So that's more contradictory information. And you can count on KBOO to bring you the dissenting information, to bring you the information that might be a little disturbing and that certainly isn't necessarily on the corporate-owned media. Now, we've talked about the hoodie, but we have other premiums available to you as well. And I would like to suggest that you take a couple of minutes of your time right now. Call 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-5266. Right now, get on the line, spend 3 minutes on the phone. Let us set up a continuing $20 a month pledge and join that ominous horde of thousands of people in KBOO black hoodies that I can just see in my mind's eye on the streets of Vancouver, of Malala, of Portland, and in Cascadia generally. You've been listening to Press Wetch, Heck, I'm done already, and it's time for more of the Incomparable Radio Zine. So keep on listening here on KBOO 90.7 FM on our transmitter, and to KBOO.FM around the world to all the ships at sea.
Years ago, Portland lost a musical and cultural icon with the passing of Ghanaian master drummer, bandleader, and teacher Obo Adi. His contribution to the raising of local knowledge and appreciation of African music in general, and Ghanaian music in particular, and his tireless work with local youth cannot be overstated. As part of our fall membership drive, KBOO is proud to present a celebration and retrospective of Obo's work on Thursday, October 2nd, from 1 until 4 p.m. Musical offerings, remembrances, and interviews will be part of this important figure's legacy. Join Andy Hosh and DJ Charlie and others at 1 p.m. on Thursday, October 2nd. The preceding hour, from noon until 1 p.m., will be filled with Ghanaian music as part of DJ Charlie's regular World Beat Connection time slot. See you then.
Well, my guest today is Tom Engelhard, who is the creator and editor of the Tom Dispatch, a website which is a project of the Nation Institute. It's an excellent website, and he's also the author of The American Way of War and the United States of Fear, and his most recent book is Shadow Government. So, Tom Engelhard, welcome to KBOO.
Good to be here.
Well, let's jump right in, because we don't have a whole lot of time, but one thing is, you mentioned this book is the U.S. went from kind of a national security state to a global security state. How did that happen?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I mean, it was really an extraordinary development. So, I mean, this is all post 9/11, really, but I mean, if you think about the totalitarian governments of the previous century, they were like Russia, the